Welcome to the Compass Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Phil Bray.
It is so good to have you here with us on this Sunday morning leading into Christmas. Thank you for taking time out at this busy time of year to come and hang out and celebrate what we believe is just a magnificent history-making, history-changing event that has affected and impacted and influenced humanity like no other. I mean, we all get excited, and it's amazing when there's the arrival of life and with the future expectations and the possibilities that come with that life. But here today, where our focus and attention is on God Himself sending His one and only Son, because He loves you and me so much that He wanted to come up with and He wanted to provide a solution once and for all for what was a fractured and a broken relationship. And we've been singing and we've been celebrating that this morning. And again, thank you for coming to hang out with us. And can I just quickly just say a massive thank you to our amazing team and all our volunteers that make today happen. Can we please give them a hand? First time choir. I mean, I'm really privileged to be the pastor of this church along with an amazing team, and incredibly blessed this morning to be able to stand and listen and watch all this incredible talent and skill and people greeting and doing hospitality stuff and the outside activities. It's just so good to be part of a faith community and to see kind of like people serving in such a magnificent way. So just certainly want to say a big shout out and thank you to everyone here this morning. I'm going to talk for a few minutes just around what we're here to actually celebrate and remember. And maybe some of us in this room, you're here because somebody invited you, or you were coerced or bribed to be here today. And maybe there's a promise of drinks or lunch after this. And that's all good. But I know without a shadow of doubt that there is no one person in this room here by accident, that there is a reason for you being here today. And you might think that you're just here to tick a box and a religious duty to get Easter and Christmas out the way for another year. Fantastic. And now I can just get into the real celebrations. But I'd like to believe this morning, and look, I know the reality is of what I'm about to present has the potential and the capacity, the ability to change your life. And I don't say that lightly, because it's changed mine and so many people in this room. And so this has a potential, but I guess this message is not for everybody, depending on what stage or phase of life you're in. And hopefully I'll do my best to kind of help that make sense over the coming minutes. But I know things have been incredibly hectic. And as we were just singing this morning, something that I would love us to do, just this might be the most precious 60 seconds for some of us this whole festive season. I'd like us just to sit just for 1 minute. Just close your eyes if you're comfortable. If you've got kids, I get it. It's hard to shut your eyes and let your kids crawl or run around. But if I could just ask for 60 seconds that we just sit in silence and just wait, just for 60 seconds, and just allow some quiet and peace to descend and rest in this place right now. Would you join me with me in that for just 60 seconds? Thank you. Alrighty, there we go. The thing is, this morning, I've actually got some good news. Who likes good news? If you didn't put your hand up, do you like bad news? What's the story with that? You're allowed to participate, it's okay. But not only do I have good news, I've actually got good news of joy. In fact, I don't just have good news of joy, I've got good news of great joy. Jacinta has been narrating, and the songs that we've been singing this morning have followed the Christmas story. And one of those verses or passages that Jacinta read out to us was found in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And it's one of my favourite verses out of the whole Christmas story and narrative. And it says there, "The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" Turn the person next to you and say, "It's for you." Turn the person on the other side a little bit more gusto, saying, "It's actually for you too." See, this good news of great joy is for all people. And so this morning, I've actually got some good news of great joy. You know, one of the things that I would like to think about us as a faith community, if you're new to this God thing or you're sussing out whether this God thing's real, true, wherever you may be at, if you choose in 2020 to explore that for yourself and not base that on sort of somebody else's hearsay or things that you've read, seen, heard, but find out for yourself so you can make your own informed, educated decision around this whole God thing, we invite you to join us next year. We love people to come to this place and just hang out and to ask questions and inquire. The reality is I don't need to prove God to you. I don't have to do that. God's big enough, smart enough, and able and supernatural to reveal himself to you in a personal way that can change your life forever. I don't need to do that. We just create an atmosphere and a place, hopefully, for God to be able to come and do that. And so for sitting here in silence for 60 seconds, I know for some of you, that's the first time you've actually had any peace for a while. And that's not because we're sitting in silence, but I believe that God is here by his Spirit to come and reveal himself to you because he loves you so much. He's got a plan and purpose for your life, and he wants you to live out of joy. Now, if you hang out with us in 2020, one of the things that I would hope, Jesus help me, I would hope is that you would find people of joy. And that doesn't mean that we're all kind of like on the mountaintop and kind of like tiptoeing through the tulips and sleeping on beds of roses. That's not the reality of life. But joy isn't something that's dictated or determined by external circumstances. It's something that is from within that isn't actually influenced by my external circumstances. So I can go through the valley, I can go on the mountaintop, either place I'm in, I can still approach that with a smile on my dial and actually go, you know what, everything's going to be okay. Because I'm not doing this alone, I'm doing it with God in my life with me, but also with others in a faith community. So I'd like to think that if you come along amongst other things in a community, that you would actually find that there are people that actually have joy. The reality is we do have a few grumpy and scratchy people in the place, right? And it's Christmas and I'm not going to name and shame people, and they need to learn to smile more, and they need to kind of like allow that joy that God's put inside them to come out a bit more. You know, that's maybe some goals for a couple of people next year, is just like smile. It's okay to smile. Your face won't crack. It's okay. But you know, like I would like to think that we are a community that experiences joy that's not influenced by our external environment. And so I've got good news of great joy this morning because God has given us a gift in his son, Jesus Christ. Like we can't debate whether Jesus really was here or not. He was here. The question you need to answer was he who he said he was? And did he really accomplish all that he actually is written about him and said that he would accomplish? You see, you might go, well, what do I need this Jesus for? That's a great question, and thank you for asking me. So you've got context for the next 8 or 9 minutes of me talking. You need to understand that the way God intended the world and life to be is not as we're living in it right now. And see, God intended this for us not to have environmental issues, not to have political issues, not to have economic issues, not to have relationship issues. But God desired from the beginning, the Bible would tell us in the garden, that he would just desire relationship with us and that he provided everything that humanity needed. And it was perfect. But man stuffed that up. And so therefore, the relationship with God got broken. And so therefore, because of that, all the challenges and trials, sickness, illness, death in and of itself entered into creation. And so therefore, there was this separation between humanity and God. And God, being the benevolent, gracious God that he is, he put things in place in temporary measures, temporary solutions to a permanent problem for mankind to maintain relationship. But God just said, you know what, that's been okay, but I'm going to deal with this once and for all. And the only way that I can do that is give myself, to give my son, to restore things back to the way that they were meant to be. So anyone in this room that's ever had a mother, this gift is relevant to you. Because the Bible would say that for all have sinned. In Romans 3, it tells us that for all of us, including me, you, everyone in this room, has sinned and fallen short of God's perfect standard. And it doesn't matter what we try to do or how smart, the cars, the house, any of that stuff, none of that can bridge the gap between where we are in our fallen state and a perfect God. And so it required something, dare I say, someone, to come in to deal with that separation once and for all. And that's why we're here. This is good news of great joy for all of us. It's changed my life and so many people in this room. Who here likes gifts? Okay, who likes to receive gifts? Who likes to give gifts? So all you gift receivers, look around for the hands up. The people who like to give, and then we've got something going on. Who likes to give and receive? You're in both camps with that. All right. Well, look, as I've been sort of checking out, like, just what are the trending popular gifts, and I jumped on finder.com, and I'm not one of the cool kids. I'm not hip happening. I don't know. But apparently, some of the gifts that are really trending at the moment is the Chloe bag. Whatever that is, that's it. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, apparently it's supposed to be something that people like. But this next one I really like too is a dash cam. I've got a few people I'd like to buy this for, because they claim that they're the victims of road rage, but I'd like to sort of suspect that they're probably the instigators. But anyway, I'd love to get them that. But you know, apparently, like, there's Apple TV is another one. Then there's like the Polaroid equivalent camera and all the accessories that go with that. Not an advocate of overindulgence in the next one, but Glenfiddich experiment. Scotch, single malt scotch, apparently is up there at the moment. And here's another one. I'm skeptical about this, but anyway, ancestry.com vouchers. You know, like a gift card to find out. And I just wonder, you know, they could write anything, send it to you and just go, oh, wow, you know, I've got a lord and a duke in my history. We just don't know. But anyway, I'm sure they're legit. Anyway, should be careful what I say. But if you're not into worrying about your history, you might not want to know. But maybe the next one is going to be helpful for you over this summer season. That's just a Weber Q in matte black. Looks pretty cool, I reckon. That's all the blokes are like, yep, bring it on. Anyone, any parents in the room know PJ Masks? PJ, yeah, apparently that's trending pretty well at the moment. But my favourite that I've found at the moment that's really apparently going well is this next one, unstable unicorns. I had no idea. Dead set, it's a card game that these guys, can you believe that kind of like on those GoFundMe pages, their first attempt to get this launched, they raised 1.8 million. And in their second attempt, 2 million. I mean, people are giving money for unstable unicorns. That's right. And if you're not sure what unstable unicorns is, the description goes like this. Betray your friends. Unicorns are your friends now. If you didn't know that, you're going to go home and sleep well tonight. But Unstable Unicorns is a strategic card game about everyone's two favourite things, destruction and unicorns. Jesus, take the wheel, seriously. But hey, if you're in the room and you kind of like, you've got a billionaire friend and you kind of got a couple of extra mil floating around, you're not sure what to buy them. Apparently, for the billionaires at the moment, the thing that's really kind of really cool is buy your own island. So if you've got a spare 23 to 25 mil, you can buy your mates an island, or if that doesn't quite cut it, apparently there's a Winter Olympics VIP experience that you can make a $400,000 donation to the Olympic Committee, but also then spend about $150,000 in expenses so you can have this Winter Olympics VIP experience. But like the thing is like, you know, gifts are a fascinating part, and I'm talking about the greatest gift of all time. And they say that yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is the present, and that's why they call it a gift. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is the present, and that's why they call it a gift. And life is so short. We have such a short amount of time on this planet. The Bible would suggest to us that we get one shot at this. This is not a dress rehearsal for several attempts at things later, but we get one chance at this thing called life. And I believe in living life to the full. And that was one of the things that I loved about Jesus' teachings in his life. He said that, I've come to give you life and life to the full. I like living life hard, fast. I used to skate fast, surf hard, have heaps of fun, work hard. We take what we do seriously. We don't take ourselves seriously, but we believe life should be fun. Who enjoys? Who agrees with me? Dropping the F-bomb in this place. Fun. Let's have a bit of fun. Seriously, lighten up. Like, life is way, way too short. But has there ever been something in your life, talking about gifts, not just for Christmas, but has there ever been a time in your life when there's something that you've just really, 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 I'm talking really, 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 really wanted? Has there ever been a time in your life, can you remember back, maybe to when you were a kid? For some of us it was a long time ago, but bear with me. Dig back, go way back, and think about, was there ever a time there was just something that you really wanted? Look, I know for me, when I was a kid, I really wanted, like, not a mongoose, I wanted a super goose BMX bike. Like, for anyone in the room that knows anything about BMX bikes, or back in the day when Tufts, that's the rims, the wheels on the bike, Tufts, they were so cool. They were like, if I could have the super goose, I knew that when I started BMX racing, and if I would race, not only would I win, but I'd be like the super cool kid. And I got the bike, and I didn't win. But that's another story. Won't go there. But can you remember, was there ever, you know, like, is there something that you, and I used to kind of like mow the lawns, wash the cars, and even do the dishes, and here's a thought, kids, actually clean my room. There's a thought. I did all of those chores and things, and I collected all my pocket money, and eventually I kept an eye on this bike and was waiting for it to go on sale and stuff like that, and then finally I got it. It was so cool. Maybe as we've got older, kind of it's no longer like the doll or the bike or the action hero or the game or the board, whatever it is that kind of like we really, maybe we've kind of grown up, and maybe there's something that we've really wanted in the last decade that is kind of like, you know, maybe it was the new iPhone. Maybe it was like, you know, a particular trip and you've sussed out TripAdvisor. You've kind of like kept an eye on Luxury Escapes and you've kind of like gone to Flight Center. You've gone on Webjet and you're kind of like on the email alerts and you kind of just want to go on this trip and you've kind of like been able to achieve that. You've worked the overtime. You've gone without stuff so you could save for that. You've even given up coffee and you've actually kind of done something that no one would have thought of, giving up coffee. And you've actually kind of saved up for this. Or maybe it was a car that you actually kind of searched for. And it was like, you know what, you kept an eye and you're kind of just sussing out prices and gauging the market and checking out all the specs and the reviews on this particular car. Maybe it was a house and it was realestate.com or domain or whoever it is. Or maybe there was a relationship that you really, really wanted to be into and you did all that you could to be in that relationship. Can I just ask you this morning, maybe as a kid or maybe recently, that thing that you really, 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 really wanted and you finally actually got it, and now it's a decade later, can you even remember what it was? Like, I mean, that thing that was really driving you because you got it, and then you realize, like, if you ever watch kids on Christmas Day, they unpack their presents, right? Now, my sister, Katie's mum, and I'm going to throw my sister under the bus here. She's one of those ones, and I want to see if there's anyone else in this room like this, right? Christmas tree, present underneath. Are you one of those ones that shake and touch and feel and smell? But not only that, my sister goes a step further where she will meticulously just slowly peel off the sticky tape, have a sneak peek, and then if she needs to, put fresh sticky tape back on so she thinks no one knows. Is there anyone else in this room that's willing to admit it here today that that's you? No one's brave enough. I know you're out there. I know you're out there. That's it. No judgment here. No judgment here. But, you know, like you pick it up and you shake it and you feel it, and then all of a sudden it's something fragile and it's broken and you put it back like nothing's happened. You open it on Christmas Day. Oh, it's broken. But, you know, like there's these gifts that we get and your kids open a gift and, like, you know, 10 minutes later the gift's gone and they're playing with the wrapping or the box. It's like us, we get the iPhone and suddenly it's like, well, there's a new one that's coming. You know, I for me, when I was a physio back before I became a pastor, one of my life goals was to have, by the time I was 32, Porsches, a 930 and a 356. For anyone who cares about cars, doesn't matter. But, you know, kind of like, when the reality of this greatest gift and the God thing came into my life, now I'm not against those things. I'm not against the cars, the house, the cash, the relationship. I believe they're needed for life and they're important. But if they're our driving factor, I believe there's an innate desire that we've been created with. That God has sent eternity in the hearts of men. And we try to actually solve and we try to fill that eternity-shaped hole in our lives with stuff, thinking it's going to bring a level of satisfaction and a level of joy, a level of fulfillment, a level of meeting an inner need that can't be met by any stuff. And like the clip said about us as a church, we believe that real wealth is a spiritual thing. And so kind of when the reality of who God is, and I'm not against that, I'm not against the stuff. But, and that's why this message this morning is not for everyone. Because some of us are going to continue to pursue stuff and things, and it won't be until we get to that point of realization that I can tick all those boxes and I can keep striving for the next thing, but that next thing is going to leave me as empty as the last thing that I've accomplished and achieved. And it's not until we actually understand that there is an eternal-shaped void in our lives that can't be filled with stuff. And so when the reality of who God is became real to me, my priorities and my world changed what I would like to say right side up. So I wasn't driven by that stuff anymore. And so yet, I do have to say, is that when I did turn 30, not that long ago, but when I did turn 30, my incredible, amazing wife, who's been up here, the stunning hot blonde that's been up here, and did such a great job with the kids and the team, putting the kids, along with the team, the video that we saw today, and she does a bunch of other stuff around here. She actually rented a Porsche 930 for me for my 30th birthday. What a wife. Unreal. You go, well, that's really superficial. Yes, I am. I'm a simple man, simple pleasures, and yes. So we got to hire that for the weekend, and I nearly wrote it off driving out of the court that we were in because I just like those things are beasts. Like, they're old school. Everything's kind of mechanical. Anyway, no power steering and stuff like that in that bad boy. And I kind of like dropped the clutch, floored it. The thing flicked sideways and scared the out of me. And kind of like all my mates are in the court going, yeah, go, Phil. I'm like, oh, they're glad they couldn't see what was going on inside the car. But got to the end of the weekend and I just went, this is so cool, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And yet the reality, it kind of hit me, just go, it's just a car. No offense to all the Porsche owners out there, because I love Porsches, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, it's just a car. It gets me from A to B, like my Honda Civic. Not as fast, but that's okay. Speed limits, right? But all these things, you know, kind of, as I said, you know, we've been created with this eternity-shaped hole in our heart. And maybe you're not at that point here today where you kind of like just go, mate, that's good for you. I like the sound, I like the lights, I like the songs and all that kind of stuff. Just let me go on my merry way. And we will in just a minute. But can I just say, maybe there'll be one point in your life where you kind of tick all those boxes. And I don't want to be a prophet of doom, but I honestly believe with all my heart that the greatest gift, the gift, good news of great joy, is that God sent his one and only Son to actually fill that void that can't be filled with anything else. And so instead of actually trying to go through, if anyone's heard of Abraham Maslow, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and starts off with the most basic of needs, and it's like a ladder, and you've got to go through each level before you get to the pinnacle or the top of self-actualization, of knowing who you are, and life is all good, and you're contributing to relationships, society, the world, and you've got all of those things, safety, well-being, meaningful, self-esteem, and all of that ticked off, and you can't miss a step, and you've got to go through each one. Can I propose to you today that, you know, that will still leave you empty to the degree, because I believe that can actually be inverted and turned upside down, because the Bible would actually say that when that void, that space of self-esteem, identity, knowing who you are, knowing that you are loved unconditionally, knowing that you belong to a Heavenly Father that created and purposed you and has put within your DNA destiny and purpose, and you can be put within a community of people and joining together and supported and loved, that's your starting point. And that starting point is relationship with God through the gift that we're celebrating, remembering here, Jesus Christ. That's my starting point. And with that comes love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, gentleness, meekness, mercy, grace, forgiveness, strength, courage, healing, wholeness, all these incredible things. That's my starting point. And God says, I will take care of the rest. If I can feed the birds of the air, don't worry about what you're going to wear tomorrow, what you're going to eat. I'll take care of that. As long as you love me with all your heart, soul, and strength, seek me first, and I'll take care of the other stuff in your life. So it's kind of like inverse, if you like, not directly, but it's like your starting point is very, very different when you accept the greatest gift that's ever been given to humanity, and that is the gift that we're remembering here at Christmas, and that is Jesus Christ. And so I don't know where you're at today. I don't know kind of your understanding or thought, belief around the whole God faith thing, or maybe you're striving and you're pursuing through a career, and I'm into career, I'm into education, I've got a couple of degrees myself, all that sort of stuff. That's all good, because it can actually contribute to the betterment and the improvement of humanity and helping others. I'm not against that. But at the core and the foundation of our life, if imagine that it could actually be one of joy, of peace, of strength that isn't dictated to or determined by what I do or don't have or what I'm striving for, those things can actually take care of themselves. What an incredible gift that is. And so no longer, it's good news of great joy to all people. So this is for you today. And it's for me, and there's so many of us in this room have experienced that, and we experience that in an ongoing way as far as a community of faith is concerned, that we just want other people to experience this precious gift that we have. So as I close here, can I just ask, just as a matter of personal privacy, just for maybe the next minute, that's all, and then I'm done. Could I ask you that you just maybe bow your head and close your eyes? I'm just going to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever accepted the greatest gift that's ever been given to humanity, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son? And spoiler alert, I don't want to ruin the Easter story for you. But Jesus had a mission to fulfill here on earth, and he fulfilled it in full. because we know the Easter story is where he died, was buried, and he rose again, overcoming all of the sin, all of the things that separate us from God. And he fulfilled all of that, and he bridged the gap between where we are and where God is. And he said, hey, I'm offering the gift of salvation. I'm offering the gift of peace, of joy, of love, of forgiveness, a fresh start, coming back into right relationship with God. And Jesus said something pretty radical, pretty rad. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is where I might lose some people in the room today, and that's okay. I hope not. But that's a pretty bold statement by Jesus to say he's the only way. And that's a big call to put your faith, your trust in that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And it's a gift he offers all of us. His life, given sacrifice so you and I can live. Have you accepted that greatest gift? I'm going to offer to introduce you to Jesus in just a sec. And you can start your own personal relationship with Jesus and find out exactly for yourself what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to join our church. I'm not asking you to become some religious crazy nut. I'm asking you to have your own personal relationship with God. Begin living life out of a different sense of framework that changes your worldview, changes everything, and also changes your eternal destiny. Is there anyone here this morning go, hey, Phil, I think I get what you're saying there. And there's something about that that resonates. Because as much as I can try and articulate this stuff, it's actually a spiritual dynamic that's taking place in this room right now. There's a loving God knocking on your heart saying, hey, I love you. And if you invite me into your life, things can change. Is there anyone here this morning, just as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you go, yeah, Phil, I want to receive that gift. That's what I want to live my life out of. I want that peace. I want that joy that you're talking about. I want that sense of destiny, purpose, and meaning, belonging, unconditional love. Is there anyone here today? If you just raise your hand, I'd love to pray with you after we've wrapped up this service in just a minute. I'd love to pray with you. Is there anyone at all? Just raise your hand and I would love to have a quick chat with you after this service. Anyone at all? Just raise your hand. I'd love to pray with you. God bless you, sir. You can put your hand down. Is there anyone else? Yep, God bless you. Best decision you'll ever make with your life. It's the greatest gift given to humanity. Anybody else here this morning? A peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not natural, it's supernatural. Love, joy. Last time I'm going to ask. Just slip your hand up quickly and I'd love to have a chat with you after. Yep, thank you. God bless you. Let me just pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each and every person that's in this room, no matter where they're at. Father, I thank you that you love us just as we are. Father God, whether we're inquiring, whether we're interested, or whether we're just going, hey, it's not for me, you still love us just the same. That's a pretty cool thing. So Father, again, I just pray in these moments that you just make your presence felt. You're a God of love. You're a God of peace, of forgiveness and grace and mercy, and the list goes on. But Jesus, we just want to honour that you are the greatest gift that's ever been given to humanity. It's only through you that we can have restored relationship back to our Heavenly Father because of what you did upon the cross. You died, rose again. For those that put their hand up this morning, Father, thank you that all of heaven is rejoicing right now. And that, Lord God, as we get to pray in a few minutes, I know that as they pray, you're going to come in and you're going to bring them alive, as it were, in a brand new way, which is so incredibly exciting. We celebrate you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, great to have you in with us in church here this morning. If anything is being said here today, you know what? I'm okay if you don't agree with me. That's totally fine. I'd love to have a chat with you about that. I love having conversations with people. And if you've got questions, I'm just going to invite the choir and the band to come back up. We've got a couple more songs before we finish up this morning. And as they come, just want to quickly just let you know about one of the things we do here as a church is we give people the opportunity to come together and ask questions in a non-threatening environment, and it's a place where you're not committing to anything. But we run a course that's run around the world called Alpha. And Alpha, Greek letter for the first letter of the Greek alphabet, so it's the beginning. And so it could be the beginning of your own personal relationship and faith journey. And so in that course, there's a bunch of different topics that try to answer all the basic questions about the Christian faith. And so if you're inquiring or you're not sure if something that's been said here today has kind of maybe sparked interest, and you can just go, you know what, in 2020, I'm actually going to suss this out for myself. As I said, if you come to the Alpha Course, doesn't mean that you're joining our church or that you're going to become a Christian. That's your choice. But we offer that course for anyone that would like to do that. So keep an eye on the website, or you can ring the office when we reopen after the 9th of Jan. And we'll certainly love to let you know and invite you to our next course about that. But it's been great having you with us here this morning. And once again, that's good news of great joy for all mankind. What we remember and what we celebrate here at Christmas time, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.